Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council, provides an update on the recent disruptions occurring throughout the U.S. freight rail network. With rail unions recently voting to strike, President Biden stepped in late last week and signed an executive order creating the Presidential Emergency Board, which proposes a settlement between rail carriers and rail labor. Minnick also notes that the Rail Shipper Fairness Act is likely to be introduced in Congress soon, which is a pro-shipper bill designed to improve rail service and includes several components beneficial to the cotton industry.
The Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers on July 12th tallied their ballots in the first nationwide strike vote over national contract negotiations and voted to strike. And this is the first contract since 2011. The strike would have begun on Monday of this week, but President Biden stepped in and issued a presidential emergency board to create a proposed settlement between rail carriers and rail labor. The presidential emergency board is authorized to temporarily halt the strike. It would then have 30 days to make settlement recommendations, and lockouts or strikes are prohibited during that time and for 30 days following the release of the report. For now, the strike is avoided, and the Presidential Emergency Board will begin making their settlement recommendations. Additionally, on this front, we expect that the Freight Rail Shipping Fair Market Act will be introduced in Congress this week. This is a pro-shipper bill designed to improve rail service and has several components that are important to the cotton industry and all shippers. Among other things, it would increase the appropriations levels for the Surface Transportation Board and the abundant workload that they have. But it would also establish a minimum rail service standard. And these are updates that are needed to enable industries such as agriculture to receive reliable and dependable rail service to help drive the U.S. economy.